Transmission.
Yo, a billy bing, a billy bong. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm walking somewhere in the vicinity of a very large lake. I can see it from where I stand. There's boats. There's lots of water. Where am I? Cunningham. Glen Cunningham Lake. And why have I come out here today? Well, I like it. It's a lovely shade of Russian blue today. And I thought we might come out here and look for dudes, because I want to find some dudes. And when I was out driving around today, I drove by Herrenhaven, and there were like 8 cars in the parking lot, so, you know, we're not going to see any dudes. So then I drove by my secret mushroom grounds, which is also, you know, a bicycling area, and there was, you know, 6 or 7 cars there, so there's people everywhere. Can't find my dudes when there's tons of people around, so I decided to come out here. Now, this is almost kind of a dumber mistake, because this is where everybody goes. Everybody knows about these lakes, and so, but it's so big, and there's so many access points and everything that, one, yeah, I did run into, there was, you know, 4 or 5 cars where I parked, but I still haven't run into anybody. So, you know, everybody's spread out. It's such a big space. And what's this right here? See, here's a little path through this tall grass. This is some kind of dude path. But what I'm really out here for is I wanted to come out and see if we can find any signs of beaver damage. And even though we're unlikely to see beavers this early in the day, we gotta check anyway. Plus, there might be some motts down here by the water, so. Plus, we often see other types of dudes out here, so we might as well come out here, see what's going on. And I'm already having a fun time. Firstly, I have to say that my feet hurt. Have I been walking too much recently? Yeah, I have. I have extremely flat feet. I mean, if the draft were implemented today, I would not be drafted into the army just because my feet are so flat. And if I walk any serious distance, like, you know, like 2 miles, that starts to make my feet hurt, which then makes my knees hurt. Then I'm laying around doing nothing. And my feet still hurt from yesterday. And here I am. I'm going to be out walking. Oh, we're going to do at least a mile. I smell something stinky. I don't know. Okay, well, we're just going to keep walking. Ow. 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 As my feet complain. So I'll probably end up sitting around a lot today, which is fine, because here's something a little bit weird. Oh, when I first got up, and I should say that it's only about 10:15 a.m. local time. I've been getting, there's that smell again. I've smelled that smell before. What is it? Anyway, it's early, earlier than I normally go out, because I'm trying to beat the heat, and it's already kind of hot out here, but there's a nice breeze blowing, so maybe I won't die. So I was looking for football games. First thing I do after I get up is check, you know, my email, and I double check and make sure I'm not missing any football games, and I see what football games are going to be on later in the day. And while I was doing that, just a half an hour ago, Now, wait a second. This is a weird little area. Looks like some deer have been sleeping in here. Okay. So while I was looking for football games on TV, I noticed that there was an interesting movie on, Labyrinth. And I thought, yeah, maybe I should watch that again, even though I did watch it a couple weeks ago. I always liked that movie back in the day. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny. There's a baby in it. A baby that they should have named Tobe. But then again, maybe it's good that they didn't, because the baby is worthless. And if you're going to have somebody named Tobe in your movie, they better have some kind of skill. But yes, Labyrinth, starring Jennifer Connelly. And then, after that movie, there was another movie, Blood Diamond. You know, the one with Jimon Hounsou and Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah, that one. But who plays the female reporter that helps him out? That's right, Jennifer Connelly. It's apparently Jennifer Connelly Film Festival Day. And even though those movies were made about 30 years apart, they still both star Jennifer Connelly. Okay, so here we are. We're coming up on the bridge, the footbridge, that overlooks the, wow. What's that sound? This footbridge goes over the headwaters of the lake. Water just moved. Was that a frog? It must have been a frog. And there's a beaver dam down in there. It's all dammed up, but it looks like the water level is not as high. There are other trees down since last time. And when I say trees down, I don't mean because of wind or weather. It's all beaver damage. Wow. No, barely any trees left standing. And I see some footprints in the mud. Oh, who's that down there? Oh, it's a duck. There's a ducky sitting on a log right over there. He's looking at me going, what are you doing? And I'm checking out. I'm going to have to take off my sunglasses to check out some of these footprints. I'm looking down at them from the bridge. So they're kind of far away. Are those beaver footprints? Yeah, they're kind of big, but I don't see any webbing. I don't see any webbing in the toes. Now, look at that duck. He says, what are you doing? Check these out and get a better look at them right over here. Oh, yeah. Some of these look really, really big to be marmot prints. But they could be. See, there's some that are way too big to be marmots, but then there's some over here that are about the right size to be marmots. And here's some duck footprints. And geez, that looks like possum. Looks like there could be some possum action happening out here too. What's going on? And I see, oh, our ducky has a little ducky friend who's sitting in the water behind him. Hi, duckies. I don't think all those trees were down the last time we were out here. Yeah, we got us some beaver damage, all right. Jeez, the bevelers are still out here. Where can we find them? Where's my beaver buddies? Where should I be looking? should I be looking down there by the dam? Or should I be going upstream here? I'm going to leave those decalors alone. Oh, and who's flying up above me? Oh, look at this. One, two, three. We've got turkey vultures circling. Uh-oh. The vultures are circling above me. Am I going to die? Am I going to get eaten? All right, I've left the bridge. And I'm walking on this little mowed path that sort of goes up alongside the headwaters in an effort to try to find a way to get closer to the water so we can look down in there, but it might not happen because there's a lot of... What was that? There's a lot of grass here, and it's all taller than I am. And there's a lot of nettles. There's no way to get through this stuff to get closer to the water. Okay. Yeah, they mowed this little pseudo path for all the horse people. Now, could I get through the grass here? Yeah, here's a spot. I'm gonna try to get up over here. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Yeah, we still can't see anything. There's a yappy bird above me. Oh, it's a blue jay. Yeah, shut up. Both of yous. Rant, rant. Alright, this is not a good idea. It's getting hot. It's weird. I'm turning around. I'm gonna go back over here. Doot do do doot doot do do. And now I'm wondering if I should even be out here. Oh, it's starting to hurt. The heat sting is making an appearance. Going to have some urticaria start busting out. That'll be fun. So, anywho. Do-do-do-do. We should come back here. We should come back here at night. I forget exactly how late the lake is open. I don't think we can be here past... Is this 11 or is this one a 2 a.m.? I can't remember. But I'm thinking if we were to come out here at about 9 or 10 o'clock, we could probably spot some beavers. Although we're going to have to bring lights because it would be dark. And now I'm on the bridge again. Yeah, I'm seeing some frogs moving around. And I'm thinking I'm looking at beaver tracks. Well, as great of an idea as this was, I think it may be prudent for me to return to the car. Because that breeze is trying to fool me. Oh, I'm too hot. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, but the wind's blowing. Now we're nice and cool. No, we're not. That's just an illusion. Put my sunglasses back on here because now I gotta walk into the sun. Yowza. Doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo. So, here we are. And last night, I was watching football. And I was watching Mexico play. Mexico is my favorite national CONCACAF team. In all of North and Central America, they are my favorite. Yes, even more than the United States. I'm not a huge U.S. football fan. So anyway, this struck me as being funny or weird or both. I'm going to take this path that goes through the woods here just because it seems like it will be shadier. And now I've got to walk uphill back to my car. This is going to be terrible. Anyway, so here I am. What is that smell? Here I am watching the game. Mexico. Got to change glasses again. There we go. Got my regular glasses on. So I'm watching the Mexico game, and the commentator, whose name I should know, it wasn't, it wasn't super famous guy, it was other guy, and they were talking, he and the color commentator were talking about one of the players on the Mexican team, whose name is Jesus Corona. Okay. Jesus Corona. And I thought, huh, that is a curious name. And as I was sort of sitting there thinking about the guy's name, the main commentator said to the other commentator, hey, do you know what his nickname is? See if you can guess his nickname. Now, if you're like me, you're thinking, well, the guy's name is Jesus Corona. Jesus is Spanish for Jesus. And Corona is Spanish for crown. So the guy's name is Jesus Crown. Now, when I think of Jesus and the crown he wears, I'm usually thinking about the crown of thorns. So when the commentator asked, hey, what do you think his nickname is? I instantly thought, oh, his nickname is probably Thorny or Thorns or something like that. No, I was wrong. Even though that would be, you know, both funny and awesome. And if my name was Jesus Corona, I'd have my people call me Thorns too, but no. It turns out that the nickname of Jesus Corona is Tecatito. That's right. Tecatito. Or, in English, Little Tecate. Wait, what was that? That was definitely a sound that sounded like somebody stepped on a stick in the forest. Who's back here? Any dudes back here? Or was that just the wind knocking stuff together? There's no mushrooms back here, but there's a lot of horse poop. I'm dodging horse poop on this trail. All the birds just suddenly freaked out over there. Is there a dude over there? I don't see anything. All right. So, Jesus Corona's nickname is Tecatito. Meaning, of course, Little Tecate. Now, some of the more astute of you may have realized that, hey, this guy seems to have a lot of beer-related names or something. And yeah, that'd be true. Jesus Corona. As you know, even if you don't know anything about beer or Mexico, if you have a television set, you are automatically aware that there is a brand of beer called Corona. It is very popular in America, Corona beer. And there's this guy, here's his name is Jesus Corona. I mean, it'd be like if you're American and you have the name Budweiser. So anyway, if this guy's name is Corona, how did he get the name Tecatito? Well, this is where it gets even more funny. When Jesus Corona first started playing professionally in Mexico, he played for a team whose main sponsor was Tecate Beer. Okay? You might also be aware that there's a brand of beer from Mexico called Tecate. There's some commercials on TV recently with Sylvester Stallone and that one Mexican boxer who's really hot now. So, a guy named Corona was on a team sponsored by Tecate. And Tecate and Corona beer companies are huge rivals. You know, it's like, you know, Budweiser and Miller here in America. And so the Tecate team ends up having a guy on their team named Corona. So the guy named Corona, he got the nickname of Little Tecate, which I thought was funny. All right, I'm almost back to my car, thank God. I just walked 100 meters up a 20-degree hill. Whew! My legs are aching. All right, so let's get into the car and we'll go somewhere else here to finish off the rest of this show. Hey, there's somebody windsurfing in the lake. Be a good day for it. The wind is probably just perfect. Okay, back to my house in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are back in the studio. Oh, yeah. It's a little bit hot out there. Yeah. Anyway, on the way home, as I was driving home, I decided to drive through Irvington, and I drove by that, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's not necessarily a farm. I guess it's a ranch of some kind. But anyway, these people do have, oh, maybe 3 dozen cows. And so I got to see cows. And they were awesome cow dudes. They were all black, very stealthy, stealth cows. So they can move around at night like ninjas, unseen. Yeah, stealth cows. They were so great. I rolled down my window and I said, "Hi, cows!" I don't know if they heard me or not. Also, as I was driving home, I thought, you know, I better swing by Radio Shack, see if they've got any more smoking deals for me or anything like that. So I drove to the little shopping center that is just on 90th Street, about a mile from Irvington, on the way back to my house. And, oh, it was so sad. I drove by and taped to the door was a handwritten sign that said, "Closed forever." No! Now where am I going to get all my electronica parts? Oh wait, yeah, that's right, I can order it all online, so I don't know why I was so upset. But anyway, yeah, that was that Radio Shack that I went to. It has been there for, oh geez, many, many decades. That was the Radio Shack I went to most often as a child because it was the closest one to my home. Oh, how depressing. No more Radio Shacks. It's a new era. I guess things do have to change, so I'm adapting. So I just drove by, I didn't even stop. And I drove into my neighborhood, and there was a lot of garage sale signs. I mean, there was three at least 3 garage sale signs at every corner, and I was like, what is going on? And then I saw the other sign. There was a neighborhood association sign that said neighborhood garage sales this weekend, blah blah blah. And so, yeah, as I was driving through my neighborhood, I saw at least 3 garage sales, and boy, oh boy, I would say normally that it took a lot of fortitude, it took a lot of mental discipline to drive by these garage sales and not stop and root around through other people's junk, but somehow I managed to do it. One of the contributing factors to my mental discipline was the fact that I had absolutely no cash on me. Empty wallet. And so, it really wasn't too tough. Although I was tempted to stop a couple times. I always feel bad about driving by garage sales because I always think, oh, I'm going to be missing out on something good. I'm gonna miss something awesome that I need to have, and it'll be super cheap, like $2, and I won't be able to get on. So anyway, I did not stop at any garage sales. I came straight home. I checked my mailbox, but there was no mail. But I think I have a new mailman, because the mail has been coming really late. For a few months there, I was getting my mail around 10:30 in the morning, which was great. Because, you know, that would be right when I'd get up and, you know, I'd go out and go to Heron Haven, whatever, look for dudes and come back and, you know I'd have mail. But I think I have a new mail carrier. And around here, I don't know if this is true for where you live, but it probably is. The mail carriers have a certain area in which they need to deliver mail on any given day. And around here, they can walk any route they want as long as they're getting the mail to you on that particular day. And, well, whoever this new mail carrier is, they're doing it differently than the old guy or person. Yeah, the previous mail carrier was, in fact, a male. And so I checked my mailbox, there's no mail in it, then I really realized, oh, we probably haven't gotten the mail yet, because the last couple days, blah, blah, blah. And I am waiting on some stuff in the mail. So I've been vigilant. Every day I've been checking. And you know what? Something else just occurred to me. I need to go to the store. Oh. Is it critical that I go to the store? I need some graham crackers. What else do I need? I have plenty of waffles, and I have plenty of sausages, but what else was I going to get? Something to eat for lunch? I could eat tacos today. I got stuff to make tacos, which is what I'll probably do, but I kind of don't want to cook just because it makes heat, and it's hot, and I'm just going to be laying around all day going, oh, it's so hot, So I don't know. Do I actually feel like going to the store? Maybe I'll just go to the store later. Maybe I'll go to the store tonight when it gets dark. Although the store I want to go to closes at 9, and that's about when it starts to get dark. It's still going to be hot when I go to the store at night. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I am going to do. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is, in fact, Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on and on radio, so tune in every single day so you don't miss out on whatever hijinks we get up to. We're going to have to start Bun Bun Sumo soon because there's no way that I can go outside, but I don't know. Stay tuned. Pay attention. But right now, I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. We'll be right back.
It's 20 hours.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to